He's blunt, but he's fair. This is Drew Berquist, former counterterrorism officer, realist, and host of This Is My Show, which starts now.
All right, folks, here we go. We're back. I'm Drew Berquist. This is my show. Damn glad to be with you. Break took a little bit longer, a smidge longer than we anticipated, but we're here. We're back. Booze and banter back Friday as well. Excited for that. Be sure you join us. Former lawman, friend of the show, Ray Dietrich, is going to join us, so be sure not to miss that. It's going to be a blast. Going to be working in on that note, by the way. Going to be working in more guests, some different personalities on Booze and Banter, so you cannot just ask me questions and talk about topics, which I appreciate your engagement and willingness to do so all the time, but we're going to bring in some other folks. So we'll start this week with Ray. It's going to be fun. Keep doing that moving forward and just continue to test things out. But for today, probably going to piss some people off. Not that I don't do that pretty frequently as it is, but probably going to do that. Going to tackle some of the absurd and misplaced, some of it, not all of it, outrage towards Sean Hannity, Ron DeSantis over their support and recent push here for the vaccine. And whether you want the vax, don't want the vax, you know my position on it. We've talked about it ad nauseum on this show. Don't abandon ship right now. Don't tune out this episode because you don't want to talk about this. You don't want to hear some points on this. I think it's an important conversation. And we'll get to your feedback. We'll get to your questions on it because I know I'm going to say some things that maybe you disagree with. That's a good thing, by the way. Remember when we used to do that all the time as a country, as communities, as families, friends, colleagues? So we'll get into that. We'll also discuss Fauci's new threat about mask mandates, which absurdly, maybe you've seen it. Maybe you've heard it. It's happening again. He's telegraphing what's coming. It's not good. But real quick, be sure to smash that like button. Click subscribe if you have not already on YouTube, wherever you're watching. And then on YouTube, hit that bell icon after you've subscribed. If you're already subscribed, make sure that you hit it again and click all notifications. We won't spam you. Today's episode is brought to you by Red Beach Nation. Red Beach Nation provides conservative beachwear for freedom-loving Americans. Whether you live at the beach, are traveling to one, or just want to imagine yourself there, Red Beach Nation's comfy patriotic apparel sure to lift your spirits. Check them out at redbeachnation.com. You can use promo code Drew to save 10%. All right, so let's have a talk here. Hey, Robin. Hey, so many of you guys chime in. It's so good to be back with you. Well, let's have a talk here. There's a ton of people criticizing some pretty important, pretty prominent conservative figures right now over the vaccine and their support for the vaccine. Supposed support for the vaccine, because you never know exactly what's behind some of the statements out there. It's been over 10 years, says Leah. It feels like it. Good to see you. But Sean Hannity's been in the crosshairs, and America's governor, my governor, Ron DeSantis, has been hit on a frequent amount here, some too, as of late. So let me say this real quick. Mitch McConnell, who, of course, we played a clip, I don't know if it was the last episode we did or if it was before the break, hell, I don't remember anymore at this point. But Mitch McConnell's not in this same category. And you can say, well, how do you get to decide that? Well, I just do. It's my show. I won't defend him. He shot himself in the foot. He's in bed with all the wrong people. So he's not in that same category. But on the vaccine itself, I tweeted this out the other day. I mean it. I'm not for the vaccine or against the vaccine per se. I'm for freedom. I'm for freedom, for your freedom, for my freedom, for everyone's freedom. Letting people do what they want to do. I know you're probably saying, well, you just said earlier in the show, literally minutes ago, that you're not for it. And you're right. But I think you get my point. I have my thoughts, as do you. I have some serious questions, as I'm sure do many of you as well. And I don't want the vaccine, at least not now, nor do I encourage others to get it. But I also don't have all the answers. I just don't, nor does anybody at this point, which I think is kind of why we're here on this particular issue and on so much of everything that's related to the pandemic as a country. We've got some troubling figures, data in terms of deaths, adverse reactions, all sorts of stuff that we've seen with this vaccine. That's real. That's real data. Doesn't mean it's going to happen to you. In fact, odds are It probably won't. But it's real. It also doesn't mean that it won't happen to you, which is so encouraging. And then we still have people getting the virus, even with the vaccine. We're seeing breakthrough cases left and right. There were 7 students at Stanford University this past week, who, by the way, Stanford, one of, I think, 600 schools, who's mandating that you have the vaccine in order to return to campus for in-person classes. 7 of them, though, tested positive and were symptomatic. Get that point there, because that is a key point. They were symptomatic, fully vaccinated kids. And we've seen tons upon tons of cases where individuals who are vaccinated get the virus. But they've largely been, at least to this point, at least to what most of us know, asymptomatic. But this is new. These kids there. Just ask the cowards from Texas, that delegation, who fled their responsibility on a taxpayer-funded field trip, which is essentially what it turned out to be. By the way, there's a new story out there. They're asking, they're pleading with people. They want another meeting with the White House, and they're asking supporters to give them Dr. Pepper and hairspray. Like, I don't understand this world we're living in. But 6 of those individuals, and it's probably more if we're being honest, but 6 confirmed, verified individuals got COVID. White House staffers from those meetings got COVID. One of Pelosi's senior aides got COVID. All of them vaccinated. And sure, there's some people with crazy ideas about it, the vaccine. I've heard some crazy ass stuff. You probably have too. Some of you probably buy into it completely. That's fine. But guys, the government wants control here. They want control over you, over me. The elites want control. And that's 100% true. And that's what this is about. But I've worked for the government. I've worked for the government in some pretty important and high roles and around some really important and significant figures. And they are, guys, they're not smart enough. Don't give them that much credit. They're not smart enough to implement and execute some of the crap that people are talking about out there. Doesn't mean they wouldn't like to. Not saying that. But then to do it and then to track it, some of the stuff being discussed. So come back to reality for a sec, because we need you here in reality. We all do. Because reality does say, and it's very, very clear, that we are staring down the barrel of a Democrat Party, a mainstream media, who is, of course, their friend and proxy, the big tech machine, that wants to, all of them, want to fundamentally change this country. And part of doing that, part of their plan, and it's not just them, it's foreign adversaries and everyone, is having everyone at each other's throats. Let's get them divided. Let's get them attacking each other, not just left versus right, left versus left, right versus right. And they do it by peddling a bunch of stuff that makes no sense. But getting back real quick to my stance on this whole thing, the whole damn vaccine as a whole. There are crazy ideas. There are people who have never taken a vaccine, whether it's for spiritual reasons or medical reasons, just aren't into vaccines, never going to take it, aren't going to take this one, never going to take another one either. That's just who they are, how their family is, whatever the case might be. There's people in that category. There's people who just need or want more answers. I'd just like to see some more information. I'm not saying me. People out there who want to know what's going on. And then there's, of course, people. And by the way, they want full approval by the FDA, which they don't have. We're going to talk about that in a little bit here. But there's, of course, then that last group. And I'm sure there's several dozens of other groups. But there's that last group who just will do whatever the hell anyone says. The TV said this. Fauci said this. My mom said this. My friend said this. My colleague said this. So I'm going to do it. And they'll do it without knowing a damn thing about it. Bottom line, though, for me, before we get to Hannity and everyone, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what your reasoning is. If you do it, you don't do it. I don't care what you do. Get it. Don't get it. I just don't care. And that doesn't mean, and I say this to you guys all the time, if I bring up these statements like that, it doesn't mean I don't care about you. It's just not my business. It's not my business. And I don't have the emotional space to carry around your burden or anyone else's burden. And neither do you, whether people recognize it or not. We should all be able to do what we want to do. Whether it's something you agree, hey, this person did that, I don't agree with it, but it was their choice. I don't know why we can't get back to that. Back to just being about freedom. people being adults, independent thinkers, things that I know, I mean, they're gone. Those things are long gone. Not too common these days. But that's my preface on all this as we get into Hannity and DeSantis. And I don't love everything that Sean Hannity says. I think he goes super strong on some things, and then he tries to come back and present himself as this very balanced figure, which he's, look, he's not. He's a strong conservative. He's very particular and opinionated on some issues, whether it's him or his writers, whatever. What comes off on the show is that. And it's hard to pull that off. But there are people who love him, swear by everything he says. Everything he says. But then what we've seen here this week and in the past couple weeks, and we've seen far too often, is you have people who swear by him. DVR is every episode. Listen to his, you know, hang, wait on with bated breath for everything he says. But then he or someone else says one thing that's different, that they differ on and they don't like, and they abandon him. Want him canceled. Trash him. When 5 minutes ago, they were literally trying to convince their friend or loved one why they needed to watch the show. You need to be watching this episode. Just, never mind. Just kidding. I hate that guy now. He had one different point that I disagreed on. He does. And he does say a lot of the same things, Red Voice. I agree with that. I'm not a huge fan of him. I don't dislike him. He's not on some shit list of mine. But it's absurd. It's absurd the way that people have responded. Because he does. He gets it right on a lot of issues. Here's Hannity trying to back his way out of the current shitstorm that he finds himself in because of all this. Cut 12.
These reports are all false. For multiple reasons. First, I touted Operation Warp Speed since the beginning. In January, I was predicting that I had so much faith in American researchers, the medical community, scientists, and as usual, it was my prediction that it will likely be American ingenuity and genius that will help us find therapeutics and vaccines and answers. And I praise the efforts of all of these scientists and medical professionals, those involved in developing therapeutics, the three vaccines that are now on the market, and literally dozens of others. In terms of therapeutics. But I never told anyone to get a vaccine. I've been very clear. I am simply not qualified. I am not a medical doctor. I know nothing about your medical history or your current medical condition. I think it's inappropriate for me to do so. Instead, for over a year now, I have been warning my viewers, you make my career possible. I want every American, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, I want you to be healthy. I have seen the worst of this virus in people that I love and care about, and to take COVID-19 seriously. And I've said it over and over and over again. It's not been in the last week. I said to take it seriously, to do your own research. There's a ton of it right on, you know, at the tip of your fingers on your own phone. Look at all of the studies. Consult your doctor or doctors. Consult medical professionals that you trust. And based on your specific medical history and health issues, that will be an important decision with you and your doctor based on your very unique and specific circumstances. I've had many doctors on this program, some that I agreed with and some that I disagreed with. And I pelted them with questions about COVID-19 and the vaccine and therapeutics, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, Regeneron, et cetera. And we passed on the information to inform people on how all Americans can stay healthy. Here's just a...
All right, so clearly trying to backpedal a little bit there. And some of what he's saying is true. He's been consistent in some of it. He's maybe taken a turn on other parts, and that's where people are calling him out. But look, whether he genuinely did it or not, I think where we mostly can probably agree is I don't want people, him or the government, pushing the vaccine on me or anyone or any community or any age group or any demographic. The government obviously is worse than him, but let's table that for now and just get back to Sean. I don't want him that, but why can't he? Why can't he push it? Again, I know I don't like it. I know a lot of you don't like it, but why can't he? Why can't he push the vaccine and still be conservative? Could it B, because he believes in it for real, and that's why he's taking this stance. Of course. Of course. And maybe he does. I don't really know. I don't know if it's him, his producers, the executives there. And I don't agree with him doing it. And it's not just him and others that are being mentioned, or him and others that we're going to talk about in the show. There's lots of people who are starting to push this more on the conservative side of the aisle. People that have never been so strong about pushing it until recently here. But while I don't agree with him on all of his points, I'm A-okay with him doing it. I'm A-okay with it. Because I don't have to listen to him. It doesn't matter what he says. Could he be... Yeah, I mean, look, my guess is there's a lot of executive stuff going on. There's a lot of discussions behind the scenes. And whether it's X, Y, or Z reason, or whether it's ties to Big Pharma, Fox News is under the gun and needs to get on point with the narrative or else. And that's probably some of the messaging that they've got. But even if that's the case, Sean's got to agree to do it. He's got to say, okay, well, I'm going to stick to my principles and I'm going to say, F you. Or, all right, I'm going to go with it. Or again, maybe he just buys into it. But if people don't want to hear it, I guess the point, don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. That's what that clicker in your hand is for. Ladies, if your husband's not giving it up, tell him. Change the damn channel, whatever. Or take it from him. A fight over a clicker gets real, though. I mean, that gets real fast, so be careful. But the reason I bring all this up, my problem is, and we'll get to this shortly, is how short people's fuses are. Because our side, man, I'm telling you, the conservative movement is doing some really stupid shit right now. We're making some big mistakes. And there's a lot of things that we're doing that make us, we're better than the other side. Don't get me wrong. We love America. We love freedom. That alone makes us better. But we're doing stuff that's putting us in a really tough spot. And we're doing it during the darkest times perhaps our country has ever faced. The timing is not good. We need conservatives to be on point. We need the conservatives to be unified and together on this, on as many issues as we can. We're not going to get it 100% of the time, but we need to be there together on as many as we can. And some of you fall in that short fuse camp, and I get it. And we're all humans. Our human nature is to jump to conclusions, to jump out and lash out in this. And some of you just got pissed at me for even saying some of these things, taking a little bit more of a reasonable approach, I think. And you want to leave, or you already did. You already said, deuces, I'm out of here. That's fine. You do you. I hope that you wouldn't. But this is a serious problem that we're facing in the conservative movement. And it's hurting us. Again, during a dark time, again, during a time where big tech, mainstream media, the Democrats control everything. So we got to fix it. And we're going to talk about it. Before we do that, we need to discuss Ron DeSantis, who's in a similar camp, which is freaking absurd if you ask me. But we'll do that real quick after the break. Stick around. Hey guys, if you haven't already, you need to head on over to mammothnation.com. They're America's conservative discount club, and they're on a mission to keep this country great. They support conservative causes and candidates, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, your right to worship, and so much more. And the best part? You get huge discounts on products and services that you're already buying. You'll likely pay for your membership with your first purchase. Guys, I'm a lifetime member. I wouldn't push this if it wasn't that important. So stand up for your country and the Constitution. Push back against woke America and shop conservative. Go to mammothnation.com and become a lifetime member today.
Want to be sure you don't miss updates from Drew and the team? Sign up at Getter and follow Drew for his latest takes. That's GETTR. Then search Drew Berquist and click follow. You're listening to This Is My Show with Drew Berquist.
All right. So for those of you still here, those of you not too upset with anything I said in the first segment there. Sean Hannity isn't the only one under fire this week for his support for the vaccine. And I can live with frustration for him significantly more than I can for this next guy. Everyone has raved about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and for good reason, right? I mean, how many times have we talked about it here on this show? How many times have you in this chat room and in this community chimed in and said, man, I wish we had him as our governor? How many people have said DeSantis 2024, or at least Trump DeSantis 2024, or something in that vein? And he's demonstrated to the country. It's the reason that people are doing it is he's shown what leadership looks like during this pandemic, this crazy, 16 or so months that we've endured. And it's been a lot better down here. And I don't say that to gloat or boast, although it is pretty awesome down here in Florida, free America. But it's been great here because he's stood up for his state. He's stood up for the Constitution. He's stood up for traditional, reasonable American values. So much more. But because he's supported the vaccine and or said more about it lately, some people are turning on him. Just like that. Again, agree with him on everything else. He says this, oh, that guy's done. I'm out. I'm deuces. Here was the governor discussing the vaccine just recently here, Cut 31.
So here's, I think, the most important thing with the data. If you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, the chance of you getting seriously ill or dying from COVID is effectively zero. If you look at the people that are being admitted to hospitals, over 95% of them are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. And so these vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality. Mortality in nursing homes since we rolled out the vaccines in December is down over 95% due to COVID. Mortality for elderly people since we rolled out the vaccines is down nearly 90%. And so we're proud in Florida that we put seniors first on that because they were the most vulnerable. We have 85% of our seniors that are vaccinated and about 75% of folks over the age of 50. We have no mandate. We've provided information to people and we've been very honest about any data that comes out. And I can tell you that if you look, you are seeing people that are vaccinated. For whatever reason, some I think can test positive if you're vaccinated, but they don't get seriously ill except maybe rare instances. There's always one-offs on stuff. But I can tell you in Florida, your chance of surviving if you're vaccinated is close to 100%. And so we've worked very hard to get those vaccines into all our elderly communities and give it to other folks who could use it. Obviously, when you talk about some of the younger folks, the uptake has been less. I think that the distribution was very effective that we did. And I think we had a lot of good uptake on the Johnson & Johnson in March and into April. We saw a noticeable decline in J&J when they pulled it back because of the FDA. I think it was a huge mistake. I said so at the time. And I think that sent a message that maybe this is not something that that they should be doing. I think that's been unfortunate because I took it. I think it's
All right. So there he is, right? Again, his right to say that. And I already see people commenting about it. They're going to. Not just here, but everywhere. And they are. People are saying, oh, they got the DeSantis too. There goes his presidential hopes. Oh, we thought he was a good one. Whatever the case might be. But guys, honestly, I get where you're coming from, but slow down for a second. I mean, this guy has been outstanding. Outstanding. Again, we've all talked about how he has led the way, done everything so well. But he does one thing that veers outside of somebody's comfort zone or where they stand on an issue, and people are ready for him to be gone. They look to the next person, whoever that might be, that they're going to love and adore for 5 minutes until they piss them off too. It's absurd. I mean, look at Kristi Noem, right? Governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, she's been outstanding as well. Never locked down South Dakota, which she doesn't get enough credit for, by the way, at all. But she's pushed back against the tyrannical left. She has been a huge supporter of freedom, supporter of President Trump, the America First agenda, the American people's voice, her residents in South Dakota's voice. But she made one decision that angered conservatives over the NCAA transgender ruling in her state. And she was wrong on it, to be clear. We talked about it here on the show. She was wrong. She was dead wrong. Dead wrong. But it was one issue. It was one issue. People dumped her like a bag of trash. Oh, there goes her hopes. When, again, weeks before, it was, oh, she's hot. She's attractive. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's conservative. She's all these things. She's got executive experience as a governor. So do I love that Ron DeSantis is pushing the vaccine? No, I don't. I also don't see him mandating it. I also see Florida as the most, if not one of the most free states. So who cares? Do I like the candidate? No, but I don't watch him. I don't expect anyone to go in all in with him. I don't expect anyone to go all in with me on every issue. Let's shoot for reasonable expectations here in life. 80, 90%, that's pretty damn good. I know some of your parents said you have to be an all-A student. They were lying. Most of those classes you took don't matter anyways. You realize that now. But 80 to 90%, hell, that's pretty damn good. And remember, too, the people who do this are always, I'm among them, ardent Trump supporters. And they'll rip on these people. They forget the fact that President Trump has pushed this as well. Still pushes the vaccine. Still something that he's out there saying people should do. And he's really kind of been the only one who's been immune, mostly, I'd say mostly immune to supporting it. But I didn't love his stance on that. And there's not many other things that I didn't love of his. There's some policies. I didn't think his hiring, some of his hiring picks were good. I think we can agree on that. There's some people that got put on senior staff and in the cabinet and surrounding him that shouldn't have been there and ended up biting him and subsequently us. But I love the man. He kicked ass. And despite what the media says, who's gotten their house cats and crazy people out there to go along with this hatred towards him, the results for President Trump don't lie. America was crushing it economically, in terms of security, in terms of relationships overseas, all that. The system was just terrified him. But we're not talking about that. You get the point. Back to the issue at hand. I just don't get how we got here. And I say that, I really do. I'm frustrated that we're here. We all should be frustrated that we're here. I mean, in the history of mankind, we've had one perfect person. One. Should know who I'm talking about. The rest of us, not you, by the way. The rest of us are a hot mess. Always have been. Always will be. We just will. And if you're out there listening like, nah, I'm good. I got this. Then you're in worse trouble than we even imagined. But even though we aren't perfect, we somehow expect perfection and alignment on every issue out of all these other people when we know it's not possible. People are like, oh, I want our official. I need my elected officials. I put him there. He works for me. She works for me. They need to align with me. They do. Not all of them, but a lot of them do. DeSantis and Noam do. Trump does. But they're not going to align with you on every issue. They're just not going to. Let's get to that 80 to 90% figure. Let's get there. Let's not forget, too, that they're politicians. Not Trump's not, but the others are. They're politicians. I think that it's we're letting it hurt us more than it should. And again, I'm not telling you what to do. You do whatever the hell you want to do. But we confuse the head of our base when we fraction and divide ourselves so easily. And it's killing us. Again, I talked about it earlier. We're in a tough time right now. We're in a tough time right now. We need people on board. We got to get our shit straight on the right. We just have to. Or the left is going to make this a freaking communist hellhole, not just a hellhole. An ideological shift is going to occur. And they're damn close to doing it. Closer than they've ever been before. So for the people out there saying you're missing the point, this is a big deal. Okay, it is. I get it. It's a big deal. You want to align with individuals on the vaccine. I don't want them pushing it. I just don't. They shouldn't be doing it. But the bigger deal is the bigger fight that we're in. And I think that's what we're missing, a fight that's very real. Very real, and we need to be very freaking unified on it. Or we're going to be feeling closer to Cuba, Venezuela, all these other places than any of us are comfortable with. It's not major in the minors. Now, what would be different, because I know some of you are going to say this too, what would be different about America in that scenario is that a fight would ensue. Because we have a different makeup. We have people who are armed. Just and you're right, it would, absolutely. I always say that. And I maintain that not only would it happen, but we'd win. And we would, but let's not go there. Like, why go there if we don't have to? So in the end, everyone's going to do what they're going to do. They're going to support who they're going to support. But I caution us all, don't jump ship. Don't jump ship and don't take people with you over one issue. One issue. Even ones as big as the vaccine, which is a big freaking issue. Because I'll say it again, DeSantis might be supporting it, but he's not forcing it. He's not saying you have to do this or else you can't go out to eat or else you can't do this. You can't go to the beach. Not saying any of that. If he changes his tune on that, we'll be having a different show. We'll be discussing this again. Judge the whole person. Judge the whole picture. And there are more and more reasons than ever that we need to do that. That we need to do that. All right, so we're going to do something a little different. We're going to take some, since I've talked a lot about this, about Hannity, DeSantis, my thoughts on it, kind of where we are as a country. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to take some mid-show questions, some comments, questions. I've seen a lot of them. Got some of them written down. We'll do that, and then we'll get to Fauci's latest threat, which is really the kind of stuff that we need to be more worried about than some of this other crap we've been talking about. We'll do that all on the other side. Stick around. We have a lot of serious problems in the world. Some are outside of our control and some are very much within. And one that you can control without a shadow of a doubt is what's happening south of your border. And I'm not talking about the southwest border. I'm talking about your jungle. Out of such awkward situations. It's no good for anyone. But the good news is UFM ended pouch system eliminates all skin on skin contact in your nether regions. Their unique drawstring adjustable support pouch, which allows you to increase the support to your preference, and it provides actual support. What a novel concept. Just think of it like social distancing, but in your pants. UFM moves with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. Great for sports, work, everyday use, and even some medical applications as well. So support your manhood, treat yourself right, you deserve it, men. Go to ufmunderwear.com, use promo code DREW to get $6 off.
With Big Tech's rampant hatred for conservative thought and their devious suppression tactics, Drew and This Is My Show is staring down uncertainty like never before. You can support the show by continuing to listen, watch, engage, and share. And you can play an even bigger role by donating to the show. You can do so directly at drewberquist.com, then click support. Any amount is helpful in our fight with big tech, and individuals that hit certain thresholds will be given producer credits on This Is My Show episodes. Again, that's drewberquist.com, then click support and get engaged with the fight. He served his country fighting extremists overseas and now exposes radical democratic extremists right here at home. This is Drew Berquist, and this is his show.
All right, so we unpacked a lot there. I unpacked a lot, I should say. Thanks for sitting through it. So let's hear from you. Let's hear some comments from you, some comments, questions, and then we'll get to the Fauci stuff to finish up the show today. But we had someone early on, D-Thwet. I don't know if I said that right. It sounds like I'm doing it with a lisp, but that's how I think I pronunciate the name. I don't know. Maybe I got it wrong. But said sellouts under Nazi pressure. talking about DeSantis and Hannity. Look, maybe. I see your point. I see where you're coming from. But we don't, I mean, honestly, neither you or I know the intent of why they're doing it. Maybe they believe ardently behind it. Maybe there's some kind of buy-off or deal behind the scenes. I don't know. It's possible. It's possible. But remember, at least with people like DeSantis, Hannity, again, they're in different categories to some extent. The main one, of course, the main point being that DeSantis governs us. If you live here, like I do, and so many others who watch and listen to the show, he governs how your life is going to be in a lot of regards. And some people, well, I'm going to do whatever I want. Okay, I got you, Scooter. But like some of you are going to try to understand the terrain and the landscape of everything that's going on. So why they're doing it, everyone's going to guess. And it really doesn't matter. The difference is DeSantis is doing an awesome job everywhere else. If that starts to change, so too does the conversation. But DeSantis is doing an awesome job everywhere else. So let's celebrate that. Let's celebrate the fact that almost everything else is being done right. And again, people aren't being mandated, forced to get the vaccine and or show proof of the vaccine here in Florida. That's going to start coming more and more throughout the country. And hopefully it never comes here. I'm holding out hope that it doesn't. Let's keep in mind some of that stuff. All I'm saying is focus on some of the good, because there is some good being done, particularly by people like him, by Noam, even by Abbott, who I think is more of an establishment rhino type, but he's doing some good things there. Does he need to be the guy moving forward? I think we could do better. But let's celebrate the good parts that we're getting right now, because there has to be pushback against some of this other stuff. 55 Debacle, good to hear from you, by the way, said DeSantis DeSantis is Satan and Cuomo walks on water, says the mainstream media, not 55 Debacle. Yeah, totally. Although it'll be interesting to see as this narrative comes up and this conversation becomes more prominent nationally, if it does, if they change their tune at all, not in Cuomo, they're going to love him till the day he dies. And sadly, he'll probably live forever as he kills a bunch of other people. But it'll be interesting to see what they do with DeSantis. We'll see. All right, I'm going to try to get to some other ones that are on here. Daniel Perez, no vaccine, no passport. They can shove it up their back hole. I like that description, by the way, back hole. We don't use that enough. And absolutely, that's where we need to be as a country, is we need to be about whether you're for it or against it. I know conservatives who have gotten and are proud of it. I know conservatives who would rather die than get the damn thing. And I don't care which camp you're in, as long as at the end of the day, the one thing that we can agree on is your freedom to make that choice is the most important thing. And it's funny how the Democrats always use the my body, my choice crap until it comes to stuff like that. Well, unless we want to tell you what to do and then you have to do what we tell you. No, that's not how it works. That's not how America works. It was never intended to be that way. So I agree. No pushing that. Philip Hunt, the variant was introduced across the southern border and shipped all over. Damn, that's a no-brainer. Maybe. I know there's scenarios out there. There's certainly, well, before we jump to conclusions, not just you, but the world, humanity, about plans or schemes or any of this stuff, we need to address the fact that according to some estimates, there's 200 illegal immigrants per hour coming across the border. We're seeing, you saw March, April, May, June, all those months beat out the prior month for detentions of illegal immigrants at the border, for people coming actually and getting across the border. They're not getting tested. No one's paying attention to them. We're going to do a show on that, but no one's addressing that. Red Voice, in the end, we'll have a completely divided culture by vax and states with completely different rules, the start of the divorce. I think so, too. And we've talked about that for a long time on this show. And I welcome, look, I do, as much as I love this country and the ability for people to have their own opinions and their own ideals and sets of values, whether it's regarding the country and the Constitution, or whether it's regarding their faith, their family, whatever. We hate each other. This country is so damn tribal right now that there's no possible way we ever come back together. If there was a 9/11 tomorrow, and Lord, I hope there's not, it wouldn't be the, oh, let's all come together as America. No, it wouldn't. That sounds awful. But I'm willing to bet a good amount that people would say, oh, this is their fault. It wouldn't happen if you hadn't done this. And we would just be further divided. Further divided. So a divorce, something bad will happen. It's just going to be how much bad crap happens up until that point. And frankly, if the divorce is done right, it could be a good thing. Could be a good thing. All right, Mark Anthony, I will die a proud American, facing God on my own terms. It's that simple. Good for you, as you should. As you should. And I'm still, despite the amount of people who hate this country, are against policies and so much that are going on right now, are ashamed of the flag, or ashamed of this, or ashamed of that, I'm damn proud. I don't know what it's going to be called in the end, if it's still going to be America, if it's going to be something else, but I'm damn proud of what we've done, and it's a shame that people can't see it. It's a shame that people can't see it. Robin said, free from forced coercion, pressure, and intimidation. It's that simple. It's that simple. Robin also just said, if you want to get the jab vaccine, get it. I'm not. I just don't get how people can't take that stance and, you know, and tune, whatever you want to call it, everywhere. You do you. We've gotten so up in each other's business doing this, talking about every damn issue. And if you don't agree with someone, you're canceled. I'm not talking about what we're talking about today with DeSantis and Hannity and whatever other figure. But anything. You don't put your pronouns in your Twitter profile? Oh, you're an awful person. No, I'm a reasonable person. Whatever the case might be, let people just do their own thing. And let's focus on the major issue. We're going to talk this week in one of the episodes too about what are the real issues that we need to talk about as a country. Why aren't we talking about those and agreeing on those? Again, we're not going to. We're not going to talk about it. We're certainly not going to agree about it as a country. But there's some simple ones that should be front and center on all of this. So we'll see. Jackie, I'm proud as well. Thank you for your service. Really do appreciate it. Really do appreciate it. Dave S. said, I don't have any issue with people. This is the same point we've been making, but I just want to say it because there are people who are saying, thinking, and feeling this way, and it's important. Dave S., I don't have any issue with people taking it. Just don't tell me we have to. And then Ann Brown, Braun said, we need to stand together. And we do. Guys, again, if we on our side, we're not going to convince the left to do anything. They're crazy. Batshit crazy. But if we on our side can't get synced up and unified on 80, 90% of things, we're toast. We're toast. Because remember, we don't have control over the media, over social media, big tech. We don't have control right now over any of the of Congress, the Senate, the White House. Now, that should change in 2022, and we're getting closer and closer to that. It should change. But it's not a shoe, and it's not a guarantee. As much as the Democrats have pushed this radical stuff, as much as they've pushed that, and it doesn't represent everyday, average, normal Americans, it doesn't. They've never understood everyday Americans. We still have a chance of losing these different battles in 2022 and 2024, because our side's divided. We've got to do it better. Steph, thanks so much for that comment. I appreciate it. All right. Russell, I'll try and get to your comment in a little bit. It's a little bit off topic. We'll try and wrap that up. I said earlier we need to focus on the bigger fight. Possible steps like what Fauci is talking about right now and getting ready to push through him, CDC. Of course, it'll be the CDC and other people who do it, but Fauci's involved. That's the stuff that we need to fight about. That's the stuff we need to care about. We're going to get to that, wrap the show on the other side. See you on the other side.
Big Tech hates America, and they definitely hate Drew. Want to be sure to never lose touch with him? Sign up for the free newsletter at drewberquist.com and ensure you get the latest updates on the show, trending news stories, and much more. That's drewberquist.com. Then click subscribe. Get ready to dive back into sanity. You're welcome, America. This is Drew Berquist, and this is his show.
So we know that Fauci flip-flops a lot. He's been all over the place. It's hard to keep track. There's really no point in keeping track anymore. And how anyone sees him as a credible voice at this point at all, whether it's on this virus, this pandemic, or anything, for that matter, is beyond me. But the truth remains that somehow he wields power in D.C., in the government apparatus, in the minds and hearts of so many Americans. He also gets paid a lot. Different topic. Highest paid government employee last year. But he also typically, with his flip-flopping and with all of his media appearances, telegraphs where things are going. And we've seen Jen Psaki on multiple occasions here lately in the White House say that they support local, state efforts to do more lockdowns, mask mandates, whatever the case might be. Then they don't have to say it. They don't have to be the big bad guy and say, we're doing this, we're mandating this, we're forcing this, but we'd love it if you guys would do it, and then we'll just support it and endorse it. That's how they do it. And now Fauci is saying that new mask mandates may be coming back, even for the vaccinated, cut 7.
Sources are telling CNN the top health officials are weighing whether to revise mask guidelines for vaccinated Americans. Are you part of those conversations? And if so, what are you advising? Do you think masks should be brought back for vaccinated Americans?
You know, Jake, this is under active consideration. If you're asking, am I part of the discussion? Yes, I am part of the discussion. But I think what you are seeing, even though as of our conversation at this moment, the CDC still says and recommends that if you are vaccinated fully, that you do not need to wear a mask indoors. However, if you look at what's going on locally in the trenches in places like Lake County, the local officials have the discretion, and the CDC agrees with that ability and discretion capability to say, you know, you're in a situation where we're having a lot of dynamics of infection. So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask. That's a local decision that's not incompatible with the CDC's overall recommendations that give a lot of discretion to the locals. And we're seeing that in LA, we're seeing it in Chicago, we're seeing that in New Orleans, because the officials there, many of them are saying, even if you're vaccinated, it's prudent to wear a mask indoors. So that's a local decision.
All right, Dr. Fauci, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
All right, so good luck pushing that. And you can see we got that clip from our good friends at Red Voice Media. Red Voice frequently in the chat here. Thanks to them for doing that. But again, good luck pushing that on people. And what concerns me is, one, you know that this is something that they would like to do. Because you know that Democrats like big government. They like control. They like power. They like all of that. You know that they're figuring out how they can do it. And you know that, again, as I said, Fauci typically telegraphs what's coming. Well, we might. It's being discussed. I'm telling you guys, I don't know the exact figure. 7, 8, 9 times out of 10, that then becomes policy. Temporary or otherwise. So good luck. Good luck telling the world that they have to go back to some form of lockdowns or masks in school, masks at work. Telling them that there's no gatherings like you're seeing in Sydney and other parts of the world now. Back to tattling on neighbors and loved ones. And I get that that's not what he said. Oh, it's not what he said. So slow your roll there. But you know that they would. You know that they would do all those things if they could. Every damn one of them, plus more. And they damn well may try again. There are people in and around the administration looking at finally getting their vaccine mandates. And the way that they want to do that is they want to push it once the FDA finally approves the vaccine. Because remember, they don't have final approval for this vaccine right now. It's under emergency approval, which we're not going back into the vaccine. Get it, don't get it. Care that it's approved. Don't care that it's approved. I don't care. Don't care. But they're thinking and suggesting or talking about the fact that, okay, well, maybe once this has got full approval by the FDA, then we can push this and mandate it, thinking that the societal and legal hurdles at that point will be much lower, a less significant thing to get over. But y'all, this battle here, the battle for your freedom to choose, your freedom to live your life how you wish, that's what's important. That's what's important. Because it's a battle that's a part of this bigger war, conflict, whatever you want to call it. And the efforts by the left to turn this country into something our founding fathers literally tried to prevent it from becoming. So let people talk vaccine if they support it. Let people get the damn vaccine if they want. Just don't get so laser focused on someone's stance on this issue that you're missing the bigger point. And thus we're all facing the consequences because of it. All right, I'll take a couple more comments and then we're going to bounce out of here for today. I can tell you it's so good to be back with you. Good to be back with the community, seeing some familiar faces, seeing some new faces. Cindy Rapp, it's killing people. And we talked about that early on in the show at the beginning, not in detail, but we did talk about it. And we've talked about it before on the show. Look, the numbers of deaths associated with this vaccine are astronomical when you compare it to other vaccines dating back to 1997. I mean, literally, it's terrifying to see the graph that is flatlined, amount of deaths according to VAERS, and it gets to this one and it spikes straight up. Now, if you're playing a numbers game, life's a game of odds, whether you want to look at it that way or not. Regardless of what's in this, not in this, regardless of whether it's good, not good, I don't have all the answers. Your odds are still decent that you don't fall in that category, but the figures are awful. They're awful. They're not good on this. And again, that is why a lot of people are having issue with the vaccine and having issue with people pushing the vaccine. It's not because of all the crazy conspiracy theories that you hear out there. Some people fall in that camp, sure. But there's a lot of people who just, everyday Americans, have legitimate, fair, and reasonable questions. And you heard Ron, I love Ron DeSantis. I implore you and hope that you would still support him, even though he supports the vaccine, because he gets almost everything else right for now. That changes again. We'll have a different discussion. But he brought up earlier, and everyone else does too, if you have this, your odds and success of surviving this are almost 100%. They almost are regardless. I don't understand why no one ever makes that distinction. Well, your odds, I mean, when these things first came out, they were saying 93, 94, 95% success rate. They had decent figures, right? Decent figures being in the 90s. I mean, look, as an athlete being in the 90s, I was thrilled. I'll take that. Now they're saying, in most cases, that it's higher than that. And you've got a really, really good shot of not having an issue. Granted, some of those ones who fall in that 1% or less are having severe, serious issues. Some of them dying. But most of you are going to be good. But you are without the virus or without the vaccine. Excuse me. It's mind-blowing that we still have that discussion. Mark Anthony, many countries are standing up and refusing. Did you see France? Macron, whatever his name is. He's a douche. He's French. They put in a bunch of new restrictions. People revolted like crazy in the streets. Not like here's a few hundred people saying, we don't want to do this. Tens of thousands. We've seen that in London. We've seen that in so many other places. And it's going to happen. I mean, if they get FDA approval and they try to mandate this, it'll happen here. If they try to have vaccine passports. That'll happen here. If they try to do a bunch of these crazy ass things they're talking about, it's going to happen here. It's going to happen here. It just is. All right. Sunshine, happy lady. Love the name. The vaccine is a personal choice. DeSantis is still making it your personal choice whether to get the vaccine or not. Floridians, this Floridian still supports DeSantis. Me too. And I think most do. But there are some. Again, if you're willing to run away that quick over one disagreement on one issue, I don't think you're helping the cause. I just don't think you are. All right, folks, like I said, we are glad to be back with you. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Please hit that like button on the way out if you have not already. Share with your friends, your family members. We'll be back every day this week, live 3 p.m. Eastern. We will also be bringing back Booze and Banter Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Our way to finish off the week, pour a drink together. We'll have Ray Dietrich, former law enforcement officer here, to join the conversation. Thank you so much, JC, for the donation, guys. You can do that. The best way still to donate to the show is drewberkowitz.com/support. You can also do it, though, if it's easier and better for you, whatever's best for you, right here on YouTube on the Super Chat, and it goes a long way. And Jay-Z said, in Holland, 92% of the Republicans take the vaccine. My Republican friends took them too. I took them too. The Pfizer, nothing happened when I took it. That's great. And I'm glad for you. I'm glad that you made the decision that made sense for you, that you weren't coerced into doing it, and that you have not had any issues. That's the best possible news. You were free to make that decision, and it sounds as though you are a healthy, happy individual, and that's awesome. And we're glad that you're here, and we're, again, appreciative of your donation to the show. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Be safe. Be smart. Be free.